We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Rechav Yaakov and Pidchas Eliyahu. We're in Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Mishnah Dal. This Mishnah, until the end of Perek Ches, will deal with the averus for which a person is chayv skila. Well, Mishnah is going to give us the general introduction of the list of averus, and then we'll discuss them in the coming Mishnayos. Elu Hanis Golan. These are those who are going to receive skila. Habala Aim, a person who has relations with his mother. Valeishis Ha'av, a person who has relations with his father's wife, even if it's not his mother. Vala Kala, person who has relations with his daughter-in-law, his son's wife. Vahala Zachur, person has Mishkav Zachur, homosexuality. Vala Behema, a person who violates bestiality. Vaha Isha Hamaviya Sabahema, or a woman who literally brings an animal upon herself. Vaha Megadeth, person who curses Hashem, we'll discuss in a Mishnah. Hey, Voy Oved Avodah Zarah, which is a topic of Mishnah. Vav, Hanosein Mizaro LaMolech, person who gives his child over to the Molech, a ritual which we'll discuss. Ubal Ova V'Yidoni, all discussed in Mishnah Zayin. These different types of sorcery, the Baal Ova and the Yidoni. Vahamachal is a Shabbos, one who desecrates the Shabbos, does one of the 39 Malachos. Vahamachal Oviv V'Imo, person who curses his parents, that's a topic of Mishnah Ches. Vahabal Nara Hama Orasa, person who has relations with a Nara Marasa. A Nara Marasa is a Nara who has only Erisin. We'll see the halacha is different after she has Nisuin. This is only after Kiddushin. That's a topic of Mishnah Test. Vahamesis, a person who incites an individual to worship Avodah Zarah. Vahamediach, person who incites the Rabbin, the city. Amediach from Ir Hanidachas, where the majority of the city worships Avodah Zarah. Vahamachashef, a person who is involved in sorcery, a specific type of Kishif, we'll discuss in Mishnah Yudalef, Uben Sorer Umore, and the rebellious son, which was discussed in Mishnah Ches. So here we have altogether 18 Averos. 7 of them are Bios Asuros, 8 of them are related to Emunah, 2 of them are rebelling against one's parents, let's say one who curses one's parents, or the Ben Saramora, and one is Chilul Shabbos. So now we're going to begin at least the details of some of them. Habala Aim, a person who lives with his mother, and this is Bishogeg, Chayev Aleho, he's going to be Chayev two Chatos, can only be killed once, but if you're Chayev, but if it's done Bishogeg, it can be Chayev multiple Chatos. What are the two Chataos for which a person is chayev? Mishum Aim, number one, based on the violation of the Pasuk and Parshas Acharemos, Ervas im Cholos Galei. So here, living with his mother, and Mishum Eishes Av. Not only that, she's also his mother, is also his father's wife. And there we have a separate Pasuk, Ervas Eishes Avicha Lo Sigalei. It also says, V'ish Asher Yishkav Es Eishes Aviv Mosu Musu Shnehem Demehem Bam. And this is important for our introduction. The Torah doesn't always say that a person is Chayv Skil. It doesn't always say, Ba'ever Nir Gurmu Osam. We have that in a couple of places. But in most of the time, how do we know that you're chayiv skila? So there is, when we see the phrase demav bo, or demehem bum, his blood literally is within him, or demehem bum, their blood, bum is within them. This is, we assume it refers to skila. How do I know? Because when it comes to the ov and you de oni, that type of specific types of sorcery, it says, the ish o isha ki hiye bahem ov o yi de oni, mosu mas. So here we have the link between Ba'evin Yirgamu, stoned, and Demehem Bum. So wherever else we have Damavbo, Demehem Bum, we assume that that also refers to Skila. So here it is an example, when it speaks about a person who lives with his father's wife, it says Moshe Masu Shnehem Demehem Bum. So that's someone who has Yishkav as Eishes Aviv, Moshe Masu Demehem Bum. We assume Demehem Bum, that is going to be Skila. A person who violates rayos for which you have misa b'mezid, and assuming there's hasra, and if there's no hasra, you chayev kares. So in such a case, you're going to be chayev and b'shogi. They have to be chayev karbon chatas, and therefore here you can be chayev multiple karbonos chatas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer eino chayev elo mishum ha'em dovbad. He believes you only chayev one chatas. The person who lives with his mother is only chayev one karbon chatas, and the Gemara explains why. The pasuk says imichahi. That extra emphasis in Mechahi comes to teach you that he only chayiv for the violation of living with one's mother. Haba Aleishis Av, Person who is who lives with, this is not his mother, this is just his father's wife, he violates two things. Number one is Eishes Av, and number two, the violation of Eishes Ish, she's a married woman. And Bein Bechaye Aviv, Bein La'achar Misas Aviv. Well, that means, obviously the Eishes Ish Chiyuv is only Chayiv when his father is still alive. He's violating Eishes Ish living with a married woman. When is he Chayiv for Eishes Av? That's true, whether his father is alive or after his father passes away, that woman who is his stepmother, who is his father's wife, he's chai for Eishes Av. And that's Bein Menanis Erisin, Bein Menanis Suin. That's true even if his father was only Mekadish, the woman, only had Erisin, and didn't bring her into the chuppah yet. And of course, after Nisuin as well, they are halachically married, and there's a violation of Eishes Av and Eishes Aviv. Habal Kalaso, person who we had on the list, who has relations with his daughter-in-law, chayav aleha mishum kalaso, there umishum eishes ish. So it's a double violation. Two gavanos chatas if you did it b'shogeg. What's the pasuk? Pasuk says vayikra yudches. Also in parshas achremos, ervas kalasacha lo sigalei eishes binchahi. She is the wife of your son. So you're violating living with your kala with a ervas kalasacha with a kala with a daughter-in-law umishum eishes ish. And that's of course, assuming his son is still alive, he violates Eishes Ish as well. But the chiyuv of living with your daughter-in-law, that applies even if his son is no longer alive. Since she was the wife of your son, Bein b'chai b'no, Bein la'achar misas b'no, the chiyuv is going to apply to living with one's kala. Once again, Eishes Ish, only when the son is still alive. And Bein min oiris and Bein anisuin. Just like when it came to a person's father's wife, same thing with the person's son's wife. That applies even only after erisin, after kiddushin, and after Nisuin, and certainly after she enters the chuppah. Haba ala zachor, this is Mishkav Zachar, it's also Chayv Skila. The pasuk says, V'ish asher yishkav es zachar, Mishkavei isha, toeva asu shenehem, mosi masu, demehem bam. That's the magic word, demehem bam, that's Skila. Val ha-behema, person who lives with a behema, so too, V'ish asher yitem shchavto b'behema mosi mas, ves ha-behema taharogu, but where do we see that the isha Skila? So then you have afterwards, that is where the behema is the female. V'ha'isha ha'mevi'a es ha'behema. That's also on the list. There it says, V'isha asher tikrav el kol behema li'riva osa, where the animal is the male, v'harakta es yishav es behema, mosi masu d'mehem bum. So here you have the phrase d'mehem bum when it comes to bestiality. So therefore, that's going to be the isha skila. And not only that, but they both, it says, v'harakta es yishav es ha'behema. So the Mishnah wants to know, why am I giving skila to the animal? Im adam chata behema ma chatas, a person did something wrong. So the animal didn't do this willingly. So why do we give the animal skila? Elafisha basla adam takal al yada, because the behema was the vehicle of this takal, of this obstacle, the stumbling block in front of him. Lefika chamar akasav tisakel, the animal should be killed. As well, even though the animal has no das. So this way, another person, according to some farsha, means other person, it shouldn't be a takala for other people. Davar acher, another explanation when we give skila to the animal, shalo teheya behema overes bashuk, v'yomru zohi sheniskal ploni al yada. So you want to kill the animal because you don't want the animal to be walking around still alive after this. And everyone's going to say, this is the animal for which this person was chayiv skila, and that's going to cause an embarrassment to the sinner, and therefore we want to avoid that, and therefore we give the animal skila. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey, Hamagadeh, going to discuss the person who blasphemes God, is going to be chayiv skila as well, but Einu chayiv ad sheyifaresh es Hashem. He's not chayiv until he literally says Hashem's name, the specific name of God. What does that mean? Well, let's say he heard someone else say the name of God, and then he cursed. So he's not going to be executed. He didn't say the name of Hashem himself. And the Brisa brings that a person is going to be chayav for being mevarech es Hashem. We use the yevarech as we have in, let's say, the Shem Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The beis on the list is berchas Hashem. Of course, it means cursing Hashem, but we use the euphemism. So Here also, the Braisa says, you're going to be chai for me mevorech es Hashem when it's only shame b'shem. What does that mean? Person has to curse curses Hashem with using a shame Hashem. Based on the pasuk, because then we'll explain what that means in a moment. It says v'nokev vayikra chavdali v'nokev shame Hashem mosi mas. There was a megadeh from the chumash parashas Emor. V'nokev shame Hashem mosi mas. Little one who pierces God's name. That's a reference to cursing. Ramo rogom yigrimuo bo kol ha'ida. So there's obviously the pasuk about skila. Kager ka ezrach binakvo shem yumas. So why does the Torah go back and say again binakvo shem? You said v'nokev shem Hashem. You pierce, you curse Hashem's name. Then v'nokvo shem, and then it says the phrase again comes to teach you that you have to be a person has to be mekalem mevorech shem b'shem. Explains the Rama Mehichos Avodah Zarah Perek Beis, and I quote, Ein ha-megadef chayev skila ad she-yifarish es ha-shem ha-meyuchad shel arba osios shehu aleph, dalet, nun, and yud. And the Rambam says, and v'yivarich oso b'shem min ha-shemos she-enam m'chakim. Not only does he explicitly say shem Hashem, but then he curses that name of Hashem with another name of Hashem that is not nimchok, that you're not permitted to erase. Some say Yonu Chai for the Yud Kei Vav Kei, says Ramam continues, Yesh Mishem Mefarish Enu Chayv Ela Al Shem Yud, Hey, etc. Vani Omer, Shal Shem Buniskal, he says, no, even not with Yud Kei Vav Kei, even the name Adnus as well. So how is this done? So the Mishnah describes, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, B'chol Yom Dunnes Ha'edim, B'kinoi Yakeh, Yosi as Yosi. We have it. We don't want the Aiden to say the curse, but we need them to testify. So when we deliberate and we ask the Edom about what the Megadev says, so they didn't say Shem Hashem. They would use a kinui. They would substitute a nickname so that we would know what they were saying, when what they were testifying about, but they wouldn't say Shem Hashem explicitly, at least not during the deliberation. And therefore they would say, you know what we heard him say? Yakeh Yose as Yosi. Now, why'd we choose the name Yosi? That's the substitute for Shem Hashem, because it's four letters, like the Shem HaMayuchad. It's also the Gematria of Elokim. So Yakeh Yosi as Yosi is a kinu, is a substitute for really what the Megadev said. He said Shem Hashem, and he said Shem Hashem should be smitten. That's the language of a curse, but it's exactly what we said. You have to be mevorech shem b'shem. And it's through that testimony that they went through the deliberations. Ding b'haradin, though. Let's say, though, the judgment was finished and they convicted this megadef. So lo horgen b'kinu. Basin could not kill the person with testimony, just that was a kinui. Adam, unfortunately, now had to be explicit about what they heard the person say. And therefore, what would they do? Elamutziim es kol adam lachutz, so they wouldn't hear the name of Hashem cursed. V'sho'alim es ha'gadol shabem, we asked first the older of the Adam, the mochash of the Adam, and his friend, the other Adam, was there. Maybe there are multiple Adam, they were all there. V'omim lo, emor masha shamata befeilosh. I want to hear exactly what you heard the Megadev say, v'u omer. And he says it with Haskaras Hashem, the Hadayonim Omdim Avagleim, and the Dayonim stand up when they hear Kilas Hashem, the Koran, and they rip their clothing. Look in Melachim Perak Beis Yudches as well, where people rip their clothing. Chizkiyo HaMelech during that time when they heard Shem Hashem. Velo being cursed, velo ma'achin, and not only do they have to rend their garments, but they're not allowed to sew them back up. The Hasheni, and then the second aid, Omer Afani Kamo, he doesn't have to say explicitly. He can say, I heard exactly the way that first aid said it. That's what I heard the Megadev say. Vashlishi, Omer, if this is third aid or multiple aidim, Afani Kamo, he says also, he doesn't have to say it explicitly. This is what I heard like that first aid testified.